In addition to the mitzvah of Peret, there is also the mitzvah of Oilolois. What does Oilolois mean? Basically, Oilolois is a cluster of grapes that, for whatever reason, does not look like a regular cluster of grapes. Picture on a nice plate of Peros, by a simcha when you come in, your mother prepares for guests and you're told not to touch it, right? So you see a cluster of grapes. What does a cluster look like? There's like a stem in the middle, and on top there are rows of lots of grapes. Then the rows get thinner, and at the bottom you have only like single grapes coming out on each side. That's what a cluster normally looks like. That's what you take for yourself. Ezel oileles, what's called oileles? Where the pasuk says, v'char mecholoisa oilel, you should not pick the undeveloped, as we understand it now, clusters of grapes. Rather, lo'oni v'lager tazayfais. And what is the Torah referring to? Sakta Mishnah kol she'en la, it has loy chasef v'loy notef. Chasef means a shoulder. Can you remember where in the pasuk you have the word chasef as a shoulder? Many times. How's about in Parashas Tetzaveh? Shtei chasefais choyvrois yeloy al shnei ketzaisa v'chubar. The Torah describes the ephod. Shtei chasefais choyvrois. Two shoulder straps. You shall place the stones of the shoulder straps on the ephod. So what does clusters of grapes have to do with shoulders? So we explained that the top of the cluster extends a little bit wider. You have the small branches that come out of the stem. Each has its own little bunch of grapes. It's called shoulders because the bunches rest on each other, like a package rests on a person's shoulders. So kol she'en lo loy chasev loy natav, the cluster doesn't have this shoulder. It doesn't have these small bunches of grapes that cover the top. V'loy notev. Notev means the single grapes that come from the lower part of the stem. Take a cluster of grapes. At the bottom, there are the single grapes that come straight out of the stem. So it looks like because you have a lot of grapes at the top, and you have these single grapes coming out of the stem at the bottom, it looks like it's coming to a drip drip. That's why we're calling it notef. So again, ezel oilel. That's, by the way, what does the word oil mean? Oil means a small child. So it looks like a small child that wasn't developed yet, like something is missing in this cluster. Ezel oilel, kol she'en lo kasev, it doesn't have the shoulder at the top, oilel notef, it doesn't have the single grapes at the bottom. That has to be left for the poor. But what if it has one and not the other? Im yesh lo kasev, it has like the shoulder on the top, it doesn't have the single grapes at the bottom. Well, the other way around, oilel notef, it has the single grapes at the bottom, it doesn't have the lines of grapes on the top. Sakta Mishnah shel balabayis, then it belongs to the balabayis. But it's not always very clear. Im suffik. I'm looking at the cluster and I'm not sure. There are small bunches of grapes that look like they're resting on each other, but they're not really that close to each other like normal grapes are. I don't know if I would call this a shoulder. The reason we're calling it a shoulder again is because the top of a normal healthy cluster has bunches of grapes that rest on each other like a package rests on a shoulder. Here they're a little bit far apart, but the din is lanim. It goes to the poor. And that's a big chiddush, because normally I say hamaytzi mechavei olav araya. If the ani wants this from me, he has to prove that it belongs to him. But here there's a chiddush, the Torah is mechadish for us when it comes to matnas aniyim, that if there's a suffix, it goes to the ani. That's learned from the pasuk lo ani v'lager tazayif isam, just leave it. The word tazayif teaches us when it comes to matnas aniyim, leave it even if you're not sure. Let the poor person have it. Vayter says the Mishnah oileles. Literally, the oilolois is on a loaded branch. What does this mean? I have a branch of the vine, and on it you have many clusters, and there's also oilolois on it. Now, sometimes you just cut off the whole branch together. So, in the kretzes, in the eshkol, if they're close enough that you cut it off together, the oilolois and the regular eshkol are close enough that the bitzer, the one who's cutting the grapes, just makes one crack over here. Crack off the branch. But if you need a separate cut to get to the oilolois, it's not that close, then it belongs to the aniyim. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, garger yechidi. Here we have a stem that on the one hand, you have grapes on the top resting one on top of the other. So in a way you have a shoulder. What you don't have is little branches coming out of the main stem and grapes hanging from those branches, which you have with a regular cluster, with a regular eshkol. Here, you have grapes on top resting on each other, but it's all coming out of the stem. So Zakta Mishnah, if you have this gargar yechidi, without the branches coming out on top from the stem, but you still have grapes resting on each other, Rabbi Huda says, eshkol, as long as you have grapes resting on each other, it's called an eshkol. Rabbi Huda dashes that from a pasuk and Yeshaya. The Chachamim say, no. If everything is coming from the stem, and you don't have little branches coming out of the stem on top, then oileles, and it's given to the poor people. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, what is oileles? Oileles means it doesn't have like kosev or like notev, it doesn't have the shoulder on top. A healthy cluster has little branches coming out of the stem with grapes hanging from it on top. That's the kosev. On the bottom, you have grapes coming out of the stem itself. That's called the notev. Kosev is like a shoulder. Notev means like it looks like a drip. It's coming down to a drip. Without both a kosev and a notev, it goes to the aniyim. If it has one and not the other, it goes to the balabas. If we have a suffix, it goes to the aniyim. As we explained, that's a chiddush by matnas, and even though we're not sure, we still give it away. If you have oil on the same branch, real close to the regular clusters, if it's cracked off together, if it's cut together, then it goes to the balabayas. If it needs a separate cut, it's not so close, then it goes to the aniyim. The last thing we learn in the Mishnah is about a gargar yechidi, which we explain. Has grapes laying one on top of the other, so in a way it has a shoulder, but it's all coming out of the stem, as opposed to the little branches that come out of the stem on top. With a normal cluster, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's still called an eshkol, which the balabas may keep, and the Chachamim say, this is idolized.